Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Halliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP. That's 1-800-639-8783. Or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
What's good, everybody? We are back. And let me be the last to wish you a happy new year. It's your boy Gerard and your girl Gabby, episode 81 of the Kicks and Shit Show.
So that's how we do it at the beginning of the year, huh? We start off strong, okay?
Start off strong. Yes.
And you said the last person.
Correct. Shout out to Chris Berman, because I stole that from him. It was one of his famous lines on NFL Countdown. He used to do all the time. Yeah, because by the time this episode comes out, yeah, it is well past New Year. So no more wishing Happy New Year.
Yep. And shouts to Larry David. I rock Curb Enthusiasm all the time and relate most things in life back to that show, because there have been 900 seasons. But it's a must-watch episode, in my opinion, about the window that it is appropriate to wish someone a Happy New Year.
Happy the day of. New Year's itself. And that's it.
Yeah, pretty much that weekend. And you're like, great, it's mid-January. Happy Thursday. That's more appropriate. Happy Thursday.
Well, Gabby, how are you? What's happening? Where in the world are you? Let me guess, Las Vegas?
Oh, Call me now, Miss Cleo. Yes, you're correct. I am in Vegas. That is correct. I'm here. I've got a little SoCal / Pacific Southwest tour coming up in the next weeks. As you know, your girl found an apartment, finally. That travels will stop, but I will no longer be a true vagabond.
Listen, stay safe out in these streets. Omicron is serious out there.
I know, and poor Omarion. I know we're talking about this on the show. Homie's lucky he's like a good-looking dude. This guy's got a lot of shit going for him, because I can only imagine the DMs that people are sending him based on this variant. I will say, we did a whole, what was your favorite gift this holiday, and what was the one thing that you could give back? And I feel like team was like, I would like to give back COVID, please, because that is the gift that keeps on giving.
Unfortunately. Yes. Yeah. I'm with you there. I'm good. I kept it real chill over this holiday break. Again, I don't play games, so I am not outside. You will not find me outside in these streets. I am in the comforts of my home and my studio. That's where I live, folks. But otherwise, doing all the work, prepping, enjoying the early parts of 2022, getting excited about some of these sneaker releases that we see coming up. The calendars have been out for a little while now, so I know we started to earmark a couple things. I actually saw something, Gabby, this is interesting. As you know, I play some golf from time to time, and It's been harder to find more time lately just because, you know, you get busy and then, you know, being in the city now versus, you know, in the burbs where you just cop in your car and beat a course in 15, 20 minutes. It's a little bit more of a challenge to get to a course now. But anyway, Nike's got a couple dope pairs that are coming out that I like. A couple Jordan 1 lows for golf, a 4, just a lot of nice silhouettes. I mean, you know I'm waiting for another 3 because that's like the one. I could do an 11. If they do another 11 release, that'd be cool. I'm trying to think, what else could I do? I could do
what about a 4, Dred?
Huh?
What about a 4?
I said 4. Yeah, I said 4.
Oh, I missed that.
I could do a 4. Yeah, 4 for sure. What else could I do?
I was a big fan of the Air Max 1s.
Air Max 1 golf shoe. Air Max 1 would be nice. I could do that. I could definitely do an Air Max 1 golf shoe.
I have to ask you, though, Dred, because I know there's so many sneakers that we want to talk about today. Before we dive in, you know, in the topic of New Year, are you the type that does New Year's resolutions? I have to ask. And I would
That's actually incorrect. I set goals for myself, right? So, I always look at, like, 5-year, 3-year, and then work your way back, right? So, in 5 years, where would you hope to have some things done? Well, if you want to do that in 5, where should you be in 3? And where should you be in 1? And then each month, what are the things that should be happening to get you along that way, right? So I kind of do goals that way, which, of course, leaving room for life happens. Sometimes you get there earlier, sometimes later, sometimes not at all because of other circumstances. So I give myself flexibility. But in terms of resolutions, no, because I feel like what happens with that is you do something. You're like, I strive to be a better person. And it's like, all right, like
the lofty goal, Jay. Not for you, I meant in general.
But you know what I mean. And then it's just like it's so just sort of out there, right? Whereas really, I think about it in terms of every day. How am I improving? Just overall as a human, right? Am I getting better, right? And I think that's how I try to look at it more so than I strive to be up. And then, or if you set a number goal, like I'm going to read 40 books this year, it's like, okay,
I'm gonna lose 30 pounds.
Yeah, it just you. I feel like it sets you up for more disaster versus I plan to, you know, eat healthier and here's how. I'm, you know what I mean, like a little bit more of that than setting the act. Because then once you lose the 30, then what? Well, I did it. Now I'm gonna go gorge myself and gain it back. Like, do you know what I mean?
I don't think that's necessarily the plan, but I think you make a great point about, you know, the 5-year, the 3-year, the 1-year. I do the 1-year almost as my long-term goal. Mm-hmm. And then I almost am like more of that micro style in the way that you do it as well. I don't really believe in resolutions. I think if you're going to be a shitty person, do it all year round, folks. And I think if you're going to be a better person, just try to make those changes every day. You know, but I think people see goals like that and really are intimidated by them. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you always say, and I quote this all the time, the work continues. Mm-hmm. And the long-term goals happen in our daily habits. So I don't think it's necessarily being, and I think people put too much pressure on the, oh, I ate healthy every day except for one. Now I'm falling off the wagon, you know, but I do think that there's something like I like to make, I haven't made a physical vision board, but I'm thinking of doing that this year, putting all the things I want to kind of manifest as a reminder.
I like that.
Then figuring out what those day-to-day steps are, right? Like, for example, your girl did her very first Reels on IG
I was like,
all right, let me do that. If I want to continue to do that, what are the things I need to do to make that happen? Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, one of those steps was getting an apartment so I could have a setup that works. I am trading in my device for a newer device that has better quality. So
I like it.
I know we've been talking on the side about like the different tech pieces, the mic, all that good stuff. So hopefully my voice can sound half as buttery as yours on the show. You know, I think those are the things for me is like positive steps in the right direction should be rewarded no matter how small they are, because you're still stepping forward and all it takes is that first step. I know that sounds really cheesy and cliche. No, hopefully that first step is in a fly pair of J's or some kicks, but you know.
No, I think that's dead on. You are right on target with that. And look, people, just make sure it's part of some overarching thing that you're trying to do, right? Like, don't just toss it out there because you feel like, ah, oh, it's New Year's, I have to do something. You don't have to do anything, right? Like, what is something you think can better yourself and better your community, right? Whatever it may be, right? Because a healthy you, right, means you can do more things in a community, right? So whatever those things are, right? But think about it in those terms. when you're thinking about setting goals and, you know, don't drive yourself nuts with resolutions and sort of marrying yourself to that word, right? And being shackled to it. You can still do some amazing things.
Yeah, and I think, you know, we started last year off with TJ, with Talks from TJ, who talks all about budgeting. I think that's something that's also a really great exercise as we start to dive into some of the launches, right? Mm-hmm. Like, your girl, I mean, I know I joke about being in the streets because I was a traveling vagabond.
You stay in these streets.
I mean, I was made for the streets, but that doesn't mean I need to plan for staying in the streets either. Financial planning and those responsibilities come first. And then, you know, your girl has a slush fund. I even have an actual piggy bank.
A sneaker slush fund? Yes.
Yes, 100%. You know, and I think that's when those moments come up, when you want to splurge on something that's resale, or like really thinking about, like, do you need every release? I know I don't. I would rather have the few pairs that I really love. Mm-hmm. It's also a lot less heartbreak when I take less pills because I'm going for less pairs, but you know, that's how it is.
I love it. I love it. No, you're dead on with that. Like, and we'll get into that because, you know, the calendar's out, as I talked about. I mentioned some of the golf shoes I liked. Let's talk about the Jordan retro calendar. What are some J's, Gabby, that you're looking forward to coming out this year? There are quite a few that I like. I don't know how many I'm going to actually go after to make a play for, you know, because that's all. It's hit or miss, as we know, right? And then it's raffles and this and that and blah, 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 blah. And then it's secondary market, which is like, okay, I got to pay three times the value. Do I want to do that?
Not always three times.
Depending on what kind, depending on what the shoe is. Yeah.
Yeah, I think for me, what I find interesting, and I love when Jordan releases their calendars that have either like seasons or a cluster of months, because then you get to see all the different trends, and it almost gives you a peek behind the curtain to what like the marketing and business development and design teams are thinking, right, in terms of what's going to be trending this year. And I know I joked about Air Max 1 as what I was thinking of maybe as a trend. Didn't really make the cut at all, and that's totally fine. In terms of what we've been seeing, there's been not so many ones, but to me, what I find the most interesting, there's a lot of lows, especially in some of the women's sneakers. So a lot of lows in the fives and sixes that are coming out. I think it's really interesting the amount of collabs that are coming out in the Air Jordan 2. That seems to
be a lot.
New silhouette that, you know, Jordan Brand is pushing, whether it's a clot pair. There's just some interesting stuff that's coming out. And
well, let me ask you. With the Jordan 2 collab.
Nope.
Wait, you don't even know what I was going to say. It doesn't matter.
It's a no for me. I mean, you know what I mean? I think like our Dennis Sidisco said this best. He's like, just watch how many people jump on the 2's bandwagon once they start doing tight pairs. And, you know, there's some beautiful pairs. Like, I love the pair that Vashti did a few years ago.
Yeah.
With Jordan Brand, it was like that monochromatic silhouette. It was great. I mean, obviously, the late and great Virgil did some amazing stuff too. And I think the collabs and the artistry with the 2's are great because they're almost like a canvas in a way. It's just not my bag, and that's okay.
No, I'm with you. Not mine either, but to your point, I wonder how many people, because there are quite a few 2 collabs coming out, particularly the Ama Moniers, right? Like, because the 3 was so popular last year. Right? Like, how many people try to go after the 2's? Again, I'm with you. The 2 silhouette really isn't for me. So even though I love Ama Moniers and what that collaboration was, it's not something I'm going after. But I'd be very curious to see what the Twitter sneaker streets are saying about that when it does in fact release.
No, I totally agree. And I think, you know, the other interesting thing for me, and we see this usually in that like first quarter or first half of the year with Jordan Brand, that they usually go for more delicate, lighter, softer colors. I think Jordan Brand does a great job really like tying in the seasonality and finding that balance between what's seasonal and what's trendy versus like what is that marquee pair, right? Like you notice in December, there were pairs that were Gore-Tex and in darker jewel tones and richer colors and neutrals, in addition to, you know, obviously the patent breads that came out in those classic colorways. So again, Jordan always does a great job with that. So it's interesting to see the new take on the pastels that are coming out this upcoming year. I feel like there was a lot of baby blue this past year. That was like the Pantone color of Q1 for Jordan Brand. This is a little bit more like peaches and purples and neutrals. Again, I think the most interesting thing for me that I'm seeing are the Jordan lows. I also like the idea of these canvas pairs. So I'm curious, like the custom market, what they're going to be doing on a few key silhouettes. But the Jordan 5 and 6 lows, really curious to see how much gets put behind those, because I'm intrigued. I think they did a great job with the colorways. They're super cute. They're great for women.
Wow. Normally you.
For me, it's not necessarily my bag, but I do want to see them in person because I think that this it's interesting seeing a five low or even a six low when those are
Yes.
not as high as some of the other highs in the first place. So
Yep.
this new silhouette, I think, is meant to bring in a new audience. So I'm
I agree.
curious the response that's going to come with that. I'm intrigued.
I agree.
I'm intrigued.
There are a couple threes that are coming out. A three canvas, a three fire red, a three cardinal. The three cardinal for me, I think, is the one I like the most, just because I love the that accent color around the tongue, and it's just, and I love threes, so that's another one I'm getting. I do like. Did you see the Jordan 1 Rebellionaire? I love that one. That one I have a strong. I mean, they're all gonna be like whatevers, but that one especially, I feel like, is gonna be the one that like. It's you're gonna see like everyone with like every like oh a bunch of people got them. You're not gonna see no people with got it. I feel like regular people. I have a feeling. I don't know because of the
Okay.
way it looks. Like,
I think the storytelling behind that one is super interesting too. I love, you know me, I geek out over the why. I think the why there is going to be amazing. It'll be interesting to see kind of like this new take. What is it? The mountain blue on the ones, the blue and black. It's like a, I guess, twist on the royal ones. So I feel like it's interesting to see what these kind of newer takes on classic colorways are going to net out with. I mean, I think that's definitely going to be a crowd pleaser for this season. But I agree with you, the Rebellionaires are really, really cool, and the storytelling is interesting.
I
But I
love
don't know
them.
if they're going to have that same appeal to the masses because they're a little bit different. You know, I mean,
You don't
it'll
think? I
be.
mean, I feel like, I don't know. It's
I mean,
so
they're fast.
weird. I mean, they are fire. That's why I feel like because of the red X's, like, I just feel like people are gonna be like, oh, I don't know. I mean, it's a pair for me that like, I don't know. It's a shoe that like I would just like wear just regularly. Like, oh, I'm going outside to go do whatever. Like, I may not do that, but. It's still a shoe that I would wear pretty often. Like, it's like for instance, like red cement threes, right? Like I can wear those all the time, right? Because they're just whatever. But these, not as much all the time, but still not like okay, I'm putting on a suit and I'm only wearing them. You know what I'm saying? You get me?
It's so funny because I actually think that these are more wearable because they have a nod to the shadow colorway with like the red accents. The red cement threes for me are more of like a statement piece where they're specific. I mean,
Interesting.
also, you know me, mine have the Chicago's on the back and it's an homage to our time at All Star. And you know, I'm all about wearing her kicks. Those are going to be a special occasion pair for me
I
though.
see. Well, listen, the red shirt on the back, whenever I wear those, people are like, yo, where'd you get? I'm like, oh, those were special Chicago releases. Like, you from Chicago?
You're like, I didn't even
I
wear these in Chicago because there was bad weather on
no.
the ground.
Exactly. I was like, are you crazy? I don't wear these things in
That's
bad weather. What
odd.
are you, high? But they do have a lot of ones on the counter this year, and hopefully, ones are such a popular shoe, of course, and everybody wants them, and I hope that people have the opportunity to get their hands on the Dark Marina Blues. I think, like, not a royal, but it's a nice blue tone that I like a lot, but we'll see what happens over time. Varsity Reds, I kind of like those too. Those are nice.
I mean, I think there's some good stuff. There's a good variety. Like I said, the biggest things that I want to watch are the collabs with the twos and how those, how all of a sudden everyone's a bandwagon two fan. You know, it's like, I can't. It's like everyone's a Kansas City Chiefs fan all of a sudden.
Shout out to
And
Patrick Mahomes.
absolutely. And but I think for me, what I love is, you know, then there's some great Yeezy colorways coming out here too. I think for me, what I really enjoy are those kind of unexpected pairs and trends that you're seeing emerge. Like, I love that we talked about golf at the top of the show because I know that's a huge trend, and I think Nike and Jordan are doing such a great job of being early adapters in that market. You know, Jared, maybe we can shoot the back nine and work on our handicaps and some I don't know, I'm throwing in many.
Look at you throwing in golf terms. You're like, shit, what
I
other
mean, you
golf?
know what, the girl might not have the best handicap, but I can play. I've played 18 holes before, so I would love to like shoot the shit on the course on the
I
lease,
would love
they
it.
say, you
Let's
know.
make it
Well,
happen. I want to get out of the course. Yeah, for sure. Decked and swagged out. I will say real quick about
are you
the
rock your Nocta?
Yeezys. Oh, see,
I know, I
you
know.
already know. You already know.
Said all the wrong things, Jay, I know.
The one pair of Yeezy Boost colorways that I like are the MX Blues. I was like, those look fire because like they just got like a dead denim jean look. Like those are that's a fire pair. So those hope I can get my hands on. Actually, you mentioned something about custom. The cotton whites. I wonder if you just take those to who's your guy, your custom guy that you're friends with in Hoboken area. I feel like he's in, maybe not. Anyway, I want to take one of those, potentially get a custom white, maybe do something with them. I'm trying to think what my story is though, right? That's the thing. If you're doing a custom, what is the story you want to tell, right? And I think I got to really put in some time to think about what my story would be that I want to tell. I mean, I could tell my life story, but that's, you know, I want a specific thing that I want to say about on the shoe, you know?
Yeah, and I'm interested to see how these cotton whites are going to do, right? Because I got the triple whites when they first came mm-hmm. out, and for a while, the resale didn't go up. Okay. And I actually bought them because I liked that they were a canvas, right? It was the original without the sheer panel on it. I was like, maybe I'll do, like, Gucci-style snakes all over it. And then I'm like, now I'm going to seem like a hypebeast. It's like, I don't know. I need to figure out, you know, me. I need to figure out what the why is in a mm-hmm. way that, like, feels really authentic to me. And didn't end up figuring that out. But the problem with all white sneakers, which is great for the resale market, is that once you sit on them and keep them on ice for a while, people's white sneakers eventually get dirty. So I got a nice little resale out of them. But I think there's going to be a lot more hype around this one because now people are more aware.
Yeah.
And I definitely would I think we're going to see a surge of some of the custom art coming
yeah.
out of those as well. I mean, for me, you know, I love the 700s always. I think that could be a really cool yeah. kind of custom silhouette.
Oh, you know what? Maybe I'll do, I just thought of something. My two favorite cities in the world, New York and Paris. Maybe I'll do one on each shoe.
Okay. I love that idea. I think that's dope. I mean, yeah. my OC cannot handle different shoes. That's not the idea. I think, you know, speaking of all white shoes, Jay, there's a lot of really cool stuff that Adidas is doing beyond Yeezy. I think Yeezy always takes a lot of the spotlight, but, yeah, you course. Know, we're finally seeing the Adidas Prada collab come out, which I think is super cool, very utilitarian, super monochromatic, bringing in that kind of fashion crowd. And like, you know how we talk about trends with Jordan Brand, I think it's interesting how the Adidas Forum is kind of becoming their new go-to silhouette, whether it's for collabs, even like the return of Jeremy Scott, which I'm super hype about. It's giving me all the nostalgia. Like, I love that that's the Forum, you know, the Corinne Frost pair that dropped at ComplexCon, the Home Alones that dropped over the holidays. Like, those are all Forums, and it's interesting seeing the highs and the low top version of those and all the different colorways. So shouts to Adidas.
The other piece for Adidas too is the Jerry Lorenzo right collect partnership, right? As he's now a creative director, like the Fear of God Athletics, like what does that look like? I know he teased a couple of things. We saw the basketball hoodie, which I love, but are we gonna see some other things, right? Like that's the stuff that I'm looking forward to as well. What is he gonna put out around that? I'm looking forward to that from Adidas. So yes, Yeezy of course takes up a lot of the oxygen in the room, but there's a lot of other really cool stuff happening as well.
There's a lot of good stuff coming up, and I think, you know, I'm intrigued to see. I know this is a scandalous topic a little bit, but I'm going to talk about Travis Scott's because on the roster, even just what I was seeing on Kicks on Fire, right? Like, you see the new colorway of the Travis Scott Lowe's. And it's controversial for me because I think like the Lowe's that dropped the fragment Travis Scott Lowe's that dropped last year, were on a lot of top 10 lists. I mean, and the Fire. I mean, they were so dope that Anthony Davis wore them at his wedding. Like, I get it. I'm more of a highs girl when it comes to those in
you
general.
You are not a one low kind of gal. Whereas I love a good one low.
But I also like a blue sneaker, so I appreciate the aesthetic on the low. But it's very interesting to me seeing that it looks like the Travis Scott One lows are now launching before those Air Max Ones, which before obviously everything went down. Like, that was a pair that I was really intrigued in seeing, and that's where I kind of thought that Air Max One was going to be a new body style for a lot of things to come from Nike this year. I would love to know your thoughts on kind of that in general, like
Travis Scott in general. Well, I feel like, look, how do I say this delicately? Like, once everything, and it's already sort of moved out of the consciousness, right? Like, we know what happened at Astroworld and all that, but I mean, we're already in January, and I feel like that's no one's, it's not on the front of anybody's mind anymore, right? So it's not going to be surprising that, like, we're going to see the shoes release, and it's going to be almost as though nothing happened, right? That is, nothing gets in the way of capitalism. Literally nothing. I don't care what it is. Doesn't matter. Capitalism doesn't care about people's lives, or none of that shit matters. Capitalism's job is to continuously make profit and money and as much as literally suck the bone dry off of something so there's nothing left and move on to the next. That's what it does. So this isn't surprising to me. Should Nike have said or done more? Every person that collaborates with their brand or reps with them, it is not their responsibility to, you know, do and monitor all of their behavior, right? Like, what? These are adults, right? I mean, like, what's that going to do? Send a monitor with Travis Scott to be like, you know, Travis, you probably shouldn't, like, what the, like, it just is what it, no, that is what it is, but they don't control that. Now, they stopped for a little while, right, when it came out because it'd be insensitive. But again, once the new cycle passed, all right, because we got this inventory, we have this calendar and a schedule, they are moneymakers for us, let's put it out there. Was that clear enough? I don't want to like really come at anyone, but I feel like you get me.
Muddy, my friend. I feel you. And I think, you know, that's where it was so interesting to me. When I always love the roundups of the best sneakers of the year. Because, you know, there's a couple pairs that are on everybody's list, but there's a few rogue ones that come. People look at different brands, like some of the New Balance collabs. I loved seeing that on some of the people's lists. And I think like the patent bread ones, which we'll talk about those in a second, were, you know, one of my personal favorites. That was like a late last lap kind of MVP mm-hmm, that dropped. Mm-hmm, but, mm-hmm. You know, I do think like at the end of the day, it's fashion, right? Mm-hmm. It's a conversation piece. And I think, you know, Nike does so beautifully versus some other brands just because they haven't had that same roster of talent. Mm-hmm. But Nike always does a beautiful job of navigating those murky waters. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I'm intrigued to see kind of what comes.
I mean, look at it. What happened with Tiger Woods? With Tiger Woods, right?
Like Kaepernick, all of it, all that
stuff came out about his personal life and the affairs and all this and that. All right, but they stood by and they didn't do any ads with him for a bit, whatever. But he was still on the roster. Oh, you start winning golf again. Commercials are out. You know what I mean? It's just again, and I'm not saying it's right or it's wrong, but that's what capitalism is, right? Like.
What Nike does so well. I think right. They're brilliant at it, you know, and that's where I mention it because it's something that I am looking forward to watching what happens mm-hmm. in this new year mm-hmm. amongst some of these other collabs and releases, right? Like,
no doubt.
I mean, to me, I consider that just another silhouette and a shoe that is coming out, like, right? In the way that even I'm intrigued by the Jordan Why Nots, like the different patterns and colors. Like, I love when Jordan starts to get creative with some of those new silhouettes. Yeah. And really lean into the fashion side and Nike as well. You know, I think we've talked about this before. Jordan brand, I mean, now there's a lot of hype, but like it's almost more of a marketing play than like the big business driver at the end of the day. Like, you know, my dad is not necessarily going for a pair of Ama Meunier 2s. Like, my dad might rock a pair of Air Force 1s.
Oh. Ooh, could pop a Rosendahl in an Air Force One.
I mean, that's on my vision board for 2022. Getting my dad out of Skechers and into some Nikes.
You mentioned the Why Not. You know, Russell Westbrook, obviously, Jordan Brand. That's his line. The 0.4s, which I have a pair of. Shouts to our friends at Jordan Brand for blessing me with those last year. Look, we always talk about this, right? Who can move units that isn't Michael Jordan? Right. And, you know, under the Jordan brand umbrella, and we're starting to see more PEs of already existing lines, which is, I think, probably the best way to go. Look, Zion maybe had a chance, but I mean, my God, like he hasn't played basketball in like a year. So and the thing is, in order for you to kind of take over that consciousness, you have to be present. Right. Like he ain't even present. So how's this going to work? You know what I mean? So I'm sure, look, and of course their number one concern is like his health and him getting back on the court, but it had to be a very disappointing, start to that shoe line with, you know, him just not being able to play at all this year so far.
100%. And I know, you know, and I know you and Jenna talk a lot about this on Seven Footers too. Like the NBA athletes, let alone the ones that have these massive sneaker deals, are like the 0.0001%. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think like there was a lot of promise from a sneaker perspective when it came to Zion shoes, but like you might not like Kyrie's or KD's, but there's a reason that they have so many silhouettes. And I feel like those don't get enough credit the longevity mm-hmm. that they've been playing in the league to have that many rounds of
KD's on his 14th silhouette
style colors. Yeah. I mean, and know me, I love the 13s. Mm-hmm. Big fan of the 14s as well. I think they do a great job of mixing comfort and fashion mm-hmm. in the KD specifically versus some of the other styles. Big, big fan.
No, I love the KDs. The KD9s, the Texas edition are one of my faves. You know, I love those PEs, the Scrooge McDucks from 2017.
Your favorite.
I mean, they only have like probably two pairs of those made. I don't know. I
can't. Dream big, guy. Dream big. You deserve it.
Anyway, yeah. So that's a little bit of kind of what we're looking forward to coming up. And of course, Nike will surprise us. Jordan Merrill will surprise us. New Balance, right? Things will drop unexpectedly, and we're like, ooh, gotta get those. All right. You know,
drops.
What'd you say?
You know I love a good shock drop.
You do love a good shock drop. Okay, I know you want to discuss the late addition to last year's top five sneaker list.
The scandalous pair that broke the internet and the sneakers app yet again.
Everyone lost their mind. It was the week in between Christmas and New Year's, and it was the Jordan 1 patent breads. You know, of course, a bread colorway for anything is going to sell just because it's bread, right? That's just how it works,
and
right?
One colorway is going to sell.
And it's a one, and it's patent leather, right? So, I mean, you know, people, the shoe tag is the Jumpman logo. I mean, it's
the metallic shoe
right,
tag.
Yeah.
I mean, like, talk dirty, please.
It was insane. People went crazy. So, well,
I am. That went crazy. I was gonna say, like, let's call a spade a spade here. You know, I can own up my whole insanity with these sneakers. I'm like, well, I drink the Kool-Aid every time. It is.
Let me start the story here, and then I'll let Gabby take it away because she was quite the angry beaver on what was it Tuesday?
Right,
Tuesday. I think it was a Tuesday or I forget. I think it was Tuesday. Anyway, so I see the drops coming out, right? I'm aware. You get your notifications in the Nike app. I'm like, all right, this is a nice shoe. Of course, I like it. I'm going to make a play for it. But I also know that Gabby Rosendahl would also like this. And as I do with any shoe that it's not always a one-to-one that every shoe that I like, she will. But sometimes I know pretty much like, oh, she'll definitely like that. All right.
Pretty predictable, I think. Yeah.
So I said, okay, I'm just going to do sneakers app just because whatever. That's just, you always do sneakers app.
Whatever.
No, I'm saying, but like, if you're trying to, you're right, you always like try to get on sneakers app. Okay.
Oh, I know. And that comment is based on context that's coming through shortly. So.
And then I opened up Finish Line, Foot Locker, and East Bay. All right. Okay. So I got those three open on my desktop. Oh, and Snipes. Okay. And I got sneakers app. Okay, cool. I put it, I'm in the waiting line. Okay, whatever, cool. All right. And, you know, time goes on, whatever, time goes on. And I'm, you know, looking at the sneaker. But then I also, like, kind of put it to the side because it's the middle of the workday, so that was, like, typing. And I was like, oh, let me just check this thing again. And it's like, oh, you've been moved to the purchase line on the sneakers app. You got this pair. I was like, holy hell, that's amazing. Right? I mean, I think I've scored, that's my third thing I've scored on sneakers app ever in my life. Right? Okay, pretty good. But
pretty good, really good.
Well, I mean, one was an article of clothing, which is still, you know, still a big deal, but you know, clothing, I feel like is a little bit easier to get a hold of than sneakers. Another pair of sneakers and these, but I did not X out of my East Bay Finish Line Foot Locker. I was like, yeah, Gabby Rosendahl would like a pair of those. And I already set those, right? I set two and two. I set two to your size, 7, 2 to my size. Kept them open. I was like, all right, let's see what happens. And the one line, boy, the little figurine man was moving up to the front. I was like, oh shit, we're about to get these.
I'm impressed. I don't even get that far. That's great.
I was like, wait, the little man's moving to the front of the line. I'm like, what a great day this would be. I get a pair. She gets a pair. We debut on the show. It'll be wonderful. But alas, kicked out. No. Product's gone. Sold out in your size. What can I say? You win some, you lose some.
You know what I can say?
What can you say?
I can say is that, you know, I was very excited for Jordan. I'm always excited when you take W's because I feel like it's like we took a W as a unit. You know, I turn into the emotional person where I'm like, well, I don't get to wear them. And I turn into like the crazy emotional sports fan. I am like this with pretty much anything that I'm connected to in my life. True. As you know, as all of you guys know, true. I'm like this about my Knicks when I have a moment of weakness. This is why I don't like to act out of emotion because your girl turns a little bit, don't you know, loco? Say, you know what I'm saying? And so I was like, you know what? Let's share this win, Gerard. This is a major win for us. And I asked our friend Gerard, hey, Jay, Please send me a screenshot of your Gotham to show that. I would love to.
Too late. Already closed it.
Said literally nobody ever except for Gerard. Like, meanwhile, I'm over here, like, wallowing in my sorrows per usual about the seven ways to sundown that Nike tells you you didn't win. Like, the carrier pigeon came 6 hours later. I got a text, an email, emails, actually. I got the alert on my sneakers app, another notification, you know,
telling you that you're a loser.
Someone's going to knock on my door, slap me in the face, and be like, you know why. You know what I mean? And, like, that's the only way that I didn't get notified. And I know, like, misery loves company, so of course. We take to the interwebs and we share our L's. And you know what? The more I think about it, it's brilliant on Nike's part because everybody's still talking about it. It's like, you know, and I really wanted to hold out because here's my thing. I had faith. I like looked at all the raffles ahead of time. I was like, I'm not even traveling during this launch, which is very exciting for me because that's very rare this past fall. I was like, I entered locations in Vegas, the Foot Locker app, the Champs app. And I will say, I know like, apps in general have tech issues. So I do not fault any of these brands for that. But let me tell you, I added 6 different addresses, payments, everything, tried to enter every raffle. And it's like, sorry, there's an error. I got every error notification. Like, I felt like I was like a customer service crash course on this one. And like, you know, I'm not going to go on a rant and like blow up spots of brands that I love. Like, you know, I love Locker and I love Champs, but this one, for me, I felt like it was doomed from the start. And, like, I love being an East Coast girl because our launches drop at 10 a.m. I'm not a morning person. So to have to be ready to go, guns blazing at 7 a.m. out west.
It's a little rough.
Y'all, let me tell you. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to, like, reach out to some friends. I'm going to try every site just like you did, Jay. And I was like, the universe is going to open up the heavens for me on this one. And then I was like, I have a friend. I don't like to like call in favor. I feel like for me, that's just not how I roll. I want to clarify for those that are like either new to the show or don't really know necessarily all the terminology in sneaker culture. When I say plug doesn't necessarily mean I'm getting things for free or anyone's getting them for free. It means like you have a connect who has access that you don't. And you know, like that's what I think is amazing about the sneaker community is that, you know, a bunch of us have plugs and we have access to things otherwise. And I was like, I'm not going to play this card. And I went through the emotional roller, the 12 stages of grief.
You had to get them.
24 hours that I couldn't get out of my head. And I phoned a friend. They were hand delivered the next day. And I paid my resale price, you know, and worth every single penny. But let me tell you, sheesh, Gerard, I can't wait for us to be twins out of these. That's all I gotta say. Now we are back to that.
I was just gonna say, when are we twinning with our patent bred ones?
Twinning feet in the streets, Jay. Let's go.
Well, I would say we would a potential spot for us to have worn them would be All Star, but ain't nobody going to Cleveland for All-Star, so.
I was going to say, that's a big TBD, especially with the Grammys announcing that they will not be happening this year.
I mean, All-Star's happening. They're not canceling that, but your boy is not going to Cleveland.
And it'll be interesting to see the events leading up to it. I mean, aside from the basketball-centric events, like the dunk contest, skills competition, things like that, if brands are going to be doing the same thing. I mean, I know StockX has a big stake in this one too, so it'll be very interesting to see how this
Jordan brand does their annual party. There's a lot of people who were, you know, Dr. Dre came out today and said, you know, if the Super Bowl halftime show gets canceled, he's on the hook for millions of dollars, right? Because he had a big thing planned. Man, the reality of it is, people, is that as much as we would love to just be out here doing our thing and everything being back to normal, like, you know, this is still problematic and we need to be smart and safe and, you know, not doing the wrong things out here. But folks, we are so excited to be back. It is 2022, new year, new us. No, new year, same us.
Cheers to that, Jay. You know what I mean? Here's us being who we are.
So all the usual funny banter you're used to getting will stay right here. As always, you know we are part of the Count the Dinks family. You can find us on the Bomb podcast feed with rap names, with Woke Bros, with the original Bomb Show, right? This is where you find us. And of course, us, the Kicks and Shit Show, every Tuesday. And until next time.